You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Dunville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to review the HomePod Mini. I'm going to be focusing on unboxing, give me some specifications and thoughts on the HomePod Mini. So when you first get the HomePod Mini and you receive it from Apple or wherever you got it or delivered from, it comes in a nice cube box. It appears to feel like a cube. However, the height is just probably a little longer than an inch taller than it is width and depth. So the width and depth is the same size, but the height is just about an inch taller. So it's almost a cube-like box. For those with vision, on top of the box is a picture of the HomePod Mini. And along the side may contain some information like serial numbers and other things that you might want to keep the package for. Although there are other ways to obtain the serial number, so it's not necessary that you have to keep the box. Now we're just going to go ahead and remove the shrink wrap. It is shrink wrapped with plastic, so once you remove the shrink wrap, the box is pretty thick and it pulls up from the top, so you just slide the top off of the bottom part and it slides off. Once it slides off within the box, you'll be able to put your hands in and you'll immediately be able to feel this ball shape mini. It feels like a ball. The first feeling that I get when I touch one of these things, it feels like a mesh fiber material. It's almost cloth-like, but it's really nice, soft feeling. So once you pull the mini out of the box, you're going to notice a couple things. One, the size is probably just slightly smaller than a softball when I first came to feel it. Definitely bigger than a baseball, but a little bit smaller than a softball. And when you pull the ball out of the box, it's going to come along with, you're going to feel this, it's tied to a circle rounded where the lightning cable is wrapped up in a circle. And the first thing I noticed with the cable itself or the lightning cord that it comes with, that it's braided. So it's got a fiber braided material to it. And it makes it feels really stiff. It's really well done. It's not as flimsy as the regular lightning cord that you're used to. So the braided lightning cord is really a nice plus. So it's a little more durable feeling. So when you pull this baby out, you'll have to undo the cardboard clasps that holds the lightning cord around in a circle. So undo that, and that comes apart, and it's pretty long. I don't know what the length is exactly, but it feels at least 6 feet. So it's nice and long in terms of being able to place it where you need to. Now, go back to the box itself. There is a cardboard with a hole in it. If you just go in that little hole and lift it up, you will now find your documentation. It's hidden in a sleeve, and obviously we're not going to do much with the documentation itself, but beneath this is something important, and that is the power adapter, or what I call the brick. This is a little wider. This is definitely bigger than the brick that you have probably have seen in various iPhones and such. Those were a little bit smaller. This reminds me of a bigger one that I found in the iPhone 11 and the iPod, or I should say the iPad itself. Those have bigger bricks too. So it's essentially about twice the size of the older brick. This is what we call a 20-watt power adapter, which is very nice to include because this is generally $19.99 additional. That doesn't come with the iPhone 12, so you have to get this adapter for any phones that doesn't come with a power adapter. So it includes that. And that is pretty much within the box. That is it. So just unwrap the lightning cord, plug it in, and you'll notice the connector for the lightning port is something we call a USB-C. So if you're used to the older USB, the little fatter and bigger one, this is much smaller. That's the first thing you're going to notice if you have never felt a USB-C. So it's really tiny. And that goes right into the center of the power adapter. It just snaps right in there. Plug it in. And then you have it. Now let's go back to the ball itself. Now that I have the ball here, I got the white HomePod Mini. So I can imagine in my mind, it's probably like a bigger version of a snowball. Now the snowball, obviously it has a a slice off the top. That's the best way I can describe it. So just think of a softball, and they just kind of sliced off probably a 2-inch diameter at the top. So it leaves a flat power display on top. That's where the touch screen is, or we can call the smart screen. And this is where we do gestures and such. And it's probably about, like I said, a 2-inch diameter. It's flat on the top, so that's the display there. And on the bottom, I'm going to say it's about 1.5 inch diameter. And it's also sliced off the bottom, so that's how the ball stands on. It's not a very big diameter. 1.5 inches is not much, and so I'm kind of surprised. And I feel like the ball is going to fall over. And it has fallen over a couple times when I knocked. If you hit it or you knock the table, I can see this easily being knocked over. So be careful where you put this. Make sure it's on a durable and steady area so the surface is not going to move the ball. The bottom feels like a silicone. And I remember on the HomePod, a lot of people were having problems with this silicone bottom that would leave a mark on dark wood furniture. I don't know if that's the case with this. I wouldn't think so. I would think they have fixed that problem. So just keep that in mind, that if you put on a dark wood furniture, to maybe put something underneath it until you find out exactly if that leaves a mark like it did on the HomePod. But I don't think it does anymore. I think they fixed that problem. As I mentioned before, it's slightly smaller than a softball. And if you want to be exact, it is a 3.3 inches tall. So it's not very tall at all. And it's 3.9 inches wide. So you would think it'd be kind of lopsided, but it really isn't. It feels like it's pretty symmetrical sphere or a globe. It's just without the sliced portion of the top and the bottom, I think is what makes it just a little bit smaller. So you don't get that perfectly round items on the bottom or at the top. And as I mentioned before, the fabric around the ball is kind of a mesh fabric. It feels kind of clothy feeling. It's a really nice feeling. I wonder how that will withstand dust. It seems like it would attract dust. And so that will be remain to seen. So that'd be something to think about. But the feeling of the ball is quite nice. And if you're interested, the chip that is inside of this HomePod Mini is not the same chip that comes with the HomePod. However, the chip that they do put in the HomePod Mini is the same chip, or is just as powerful as you can find in the Apple Watch Series 5. So it gives you kind of a similar comparison when it comes to what kind of processing speed does this baby have. Now, it does have 4 microphones located around the ball. And no, you can't really feel any indention like where the speakers are. You know, sometimes you can put your finger through the mesh, you can feel the speakers. I don't really feel any of the speakers self or anything like that. Apparently, the microphone is across and around the ball itself, so that way it could hear you from any direction that you're speaking from. Now, if you're curious what kind of network specification this has, it has the newer specifications, so it means it supports, if you have a dual band router, it will definitely use the 5G part of the band. It doesn't use 2.4. And it also supports the brand new IP6, which is really nice to know. So that way, you know, this HomePod Mini is going to be around for quite some time and it will support your router. So it's using the high-end spec when it comes to network wireless use. So that's really nice to know. Now, Apple has mentioned that the components inside, the rare earth components, are 99% recycled. So they're using existing rare earth that have been seen in other electronics, and they're able to use that recycle part back into your HomePod Mini. That makes me feel good about that we're using recycled stuff like the rare earth, because that is extremely hard. That's one stuff element or elements that you'll never be able to use again. And so we're able to reuse it because that's something that's very rare. And that's why it's called rare earth. The other nice aspect of it is that they were able to use 35% recycled plastic and other components in the HomePod Mini. So a majority, or I should say, a portion of it is used by recycled items. Very nice, eco-friendly. And I encourage Apple to keep doing that. I think that's wonderful. It's very energy efficient. I love it. It does not take much power at all. I mean, obviously, think about it. If it's powering the same as your Apple Watch, which not taking a lot of energy. And I have a power brick or a power bank that uses a not just a USB, the older device, but also a USB-C for this connector. So I'm able to take this with me to anywhere. So if I go on a trip, whatever have not, it can come along with me. I can just plug it right into my power bank and it works just fine as normal. It's great. I love that. That is very power efficient, so it's not going to use much of your power at all. As you can imagine, because it is a round ball, it's going to give you a full 360 experience when it comes to audio, when it comes to music and other audio feedbacks. It's coming out in all directions, so it's not omnidirectional, which means that some speakers, you can point it at you and you can hear it, but if you turn it to side, you don't hear it as much, so it only comes out one way. That's not the case in this. It comes out in all directions, so this is kind of a nice thing to experience a full 360 sound. The sound is marvelous. For such a little ball, it is simply amazing sound. I think the sound is very crisp. And it's day and night different from some other speaker system I have used for such a small size. It is loud, but potential for a mighty little ball like this. I really enjoyed that. It does really well with a high and mid-range, but not so much on the low range. It does have low-range bass to it, but it's not as powerful as you think it would offer. But I also got to keep in mind, this is a very small ball, and I can't expect it to be a power-driven bass. But I will have to say, it does produce bass more than I would expect it for such a small little ball. So that's probably the first experience I've heard when I listened to the music on it. I was like, wow, that is so clear and crisp compared to other speakers that I have that would be comparable to this. This is would be a perfect and ideal situation to you have on a HomePod Mini. If you, for a small office, maybe a kitchen, bathrooms, or maybe some bedrooms, it's perfect for small size room. Obviously, you want to get its bigger brother of the HomePod. If you want something of a larger room or a large family room and such like that, that would be more ideal for you. But for situation for a small room like an office, it is perfect. It just has the right sound and the right loudness just for something that isn't overpowering and it's going to have your neighbors banging on the walls or anything like that, but yet you're experiencing incredible music sound from this little ball. The display that I mentioned on top is a touch screen, and yes, you can turn on voiceover to use this display, and you're able to swipe back and forth and do various taps on it to perform different media controls. And you can also to initiate Siri on the ball itself. If you want, you can use your Apple devices such as your iPhone to use it for media control. So I can use my iPhone to control what's going on and the sound on the ball. So I can increase it, decrease it, change it, all that you would expect from the media control. Now it does support Siri as you would on most of the Apple devices. That's the whole idea how this would work. When you initiate Siri, it will glow at the top of the ball. So for us that are blind, we're not going to be able to see this, but with anybody with any vision, we'll be able to see this glow circle at towards the top. And that just indicates that Siri is listening to you and is ready to take your command. It takes this typical Siri commands that we have come to love on Apple devices, but as being Apple, it's always private and secure. Apple says that it never listens to you when you're not using the alert word, which I'm not going to use, but we all know the H Siri, or I'll say Ahoy Siri. So once Ahoy Siri is invoked, it starts to listen to you, and that information may be passed on to their server, but it's sent by anonymous, so they have no way who you are and what it's tagged to, so your name is not associated with that request. Also, they don't use that to sell to third parties. So that's another beauty of the Apple products is the privacy and security of your uses on the HomePod Mini. Of course, because it's an Apple product, the ecosystem is simply just amazing. I just absolutely love this HomePod Mini when it comes to being in the ecosystem, which means that I can access my calendar, my mail, my text messages, Notes, Find My, and many other options that you will find you can use your HomePod Mini. It is really nice to be able to check those various information without having to pick up my phone and get the same results. Obviously, Apple Music is what's going to make this drive, and that's what is going to be used most of the time is music. Of course, they're going to be pushing Apple Music, and in my case, I do have Apple Music, and so Apple Music is pretty much built into it. So if you have a subscription to it, it's going to work right out of the box using your account for Apple Music. However, if you're not using Apple Music, no problem. It does support third-party music services such as Pandora, iHeart, and many others. So that's something to be ease, and it's nice to have the third-party services, other music services for your use on your HomePod Mini. And because it does support Siri, I also use it for news, so you can ask it for news. I can also listen to different podcasts with it. I can ask for different radio stations. And of course, you can use this as an intercom and announcement. What are those? The intercom is something that if you have multiple Apple HomePod Mini throughout your house or even a HomePod, each of those is a spot. So for example, this is in my master bedroom. And so I label it as master bedroom. It's, let's say you have one in the kitchen and you have one in the living room and you have it in other bedroom, for example. You can intercom and announce across the whole house. You just request, hey, has anybody seen this or that? And you can intercom that across the whole house. Or you can be very specific and say, I just want to intercom to the kitchen, and that will work from there. The nice part about it too, because it's part of the ecosystem, you can have it set up to where it will work through your CarPlay and your iPhone. So essentially, I can ask my CarPlay or my iPhone to intercom the whole house at home or in specific like kitchens, living room and such, and you'll be able to have that service at your fingertip. Very nice service of that. It has a U1 Ultra Band chip. Let's put that in plain English and simple. It allows you to have handoff. Handoff is one of these magic things. You have to experience yourself to be able to really feel the magic of this part, because I've heard about people doing handoff, but I never actually experienced it. And once I experienced it for the first time, my eyes just lit up. I said, oh, this is so amazing. Essentially, any device that supports the U1 that has it in within the device, such as my iPhone, essentially what you do, if you are on a phone call on your phone, and I want to pass it over to the HomePod Mini. At the back, towards the top of the phone, you just kind of take that part of your phone and you tap it towards the top of the HomePod Mini. You just go up to it and just put it right next to it. Just tap it very lightly. And then it'll say it's handing over. And then next thing you know, the phone call is on the HomePod Mini. So you can use it as a phone call or FaceTime audio and et cetera. And it works beautiful. This works with music, even works with movies. So if I'm in an Apple TV Plus and I'm watching a show and I wanted to hand off to the HomePod Mini so I can listen to the rest of the movie on there, you can do that. And the cool part is that if I wanted to come back to the phone, you can just do the same process over again. So take the back top of your iPhone, tap towards the top of the HomePod Mini, and voila, your phone call is being transferred to your iPhone again. So that is the handoff feature, and it is very magical when you do it for your first time on your own. I absolutely love this feature. Another item that's pretty much one of my big reason why I love my HomePod Mini is the profiles. Let me explain the profiles. Profiles meaning that you can have up to 6 members of your family use the HomePod Mini with a profile. So essentially, when I first set it up, I used my Apple ID and all my information that I have on it. My calendar, my text messages, all those is based on my profile. So if I want to have my wife on it as a profile, she'll use her Apple ID, and that way she can pertain to her own calendar, text messages, and emails along with my kids. So if my kids want to use the HomePod, I can set up a profile to them. Now, what makes this really compelling is that the profile and the HomePod Mini is so intelligent, it will recognize your voice. So it knows it's me when I'm talking to it, and it knows if it's my wife talking to it. So if my wife is asking for her text messages, say, hey, what's my text message? Do I have any new one? It's going to tell her text messages. When I ask the HomePod Mini myself, it's going to tell me of my text messages. So it's that smart. And if my wife tries to ask the HomePod Mini for my text messages or emails, etc., it will not allow her to do that. So the privacy in this is fantastic. So I'm thinking this is great for having kids being able to use the home unit. So this way, you're essentially not messing around with other people's messages or mail, and etc. And that really pertains to the Apple Music. So if I ask the HomePod Mini to play my favorite, it's going to know it's me, and it's based on my preference and history on my Apple Music taste on genre. It will play the music that I like. And so when my wife asks to play her favorites, it knows her preferences and genre of choice that she likes it to. And so simply it picks it up, and it's fantastic. It's almost flawless, and I have never seen it make any mistakes ever when it comes to recognizing me or not recognizing me. It is probably one of the best hands down I have ever seen when it comes to profiles on a little device like this. You can do stereo pairing with HomePod Minis, meaning that if you have multiple HomePod Minis, so let's just say you got two of these and you put it on either side of your TV, for example, you can gang that. And what we mean by ganging is that it pairs together. So one becomes the left speaker and the other one becomes the right speaker. So you essentially have a stereo. Now, if you have a HomePod Mini everywhere, like the kitchen, as I mentioned before, your room and your family room and whatever have not, you can use that for the everywhere feature, meaning that one music playing from the kitchen, you can play that everywhere and it's all playing the same music throughout the house. So it gives you all around the house music experience. It does support HomeKit. So if you have certified HomeKit items, such as a video doorbell, lights, smart plugs, things like that, or even door locks that controls your front door and such. So it does support all of those HomeKit items. Now let's get into some of the things of my thoughts as a whole, as a general. Now I've been using it for quite a while. As I mentioned before, the sound is incredible. I absolutely love the sound. And because it's such a small little ball, you have to know that it's not going to get really super loud. That's not the intention, because if you want something really super loud with a heavy thumping bass and things like that, you'll have to indicate it's bigger brother of the HomePod. And that's what that's designed for. So for such a small little ball, I think it's very loud. It's mighty. It does a wonderful job, as I mentioned, in small rooms and offices. The purpose of those, it is very crisp and clear compared to a lot of speakers that I've dealt with that are similar in size to this. I think it's hands down one of the best sounding little device I have ever owned. It is amazing what kind of sound comes out of this little ball. It's pretty kind of cool. Now, some of the downsides I want to mention, that the mouse tail portion I don't like at all. I'm really kind of disappointed with this. So what is the mouse tail that I talk about? So when you take the HomePod Mini out for the first time, you notice that there's this really long lightning cord that I mentioned before. It's coiled in a circle, and then you just kind of undo the cardboard claps to undo it so you can have this really long 6-foot cable. Well, a lot of the units I've played with, they're connected. So essentially, you have to take the connector and plug it to the unit itself. So in this case, the lightning port to the HomePod Mini is a permanent connection. Now, it doesn't come apart. It doesn't detach or reattach. It is permanent. I don't like this because I get the feeling, and I realize I'm not going to be moving around. And I think that's the idea, is that since it's not meant to be portable and you're not going to really be bending the wires like we typically do with the lightning cords with our iPhone, it is permanent. And so I think it's going to be extremely rare if something ever happened to it. But if something does happen to it, so if you kinked it or maybe you vacuumed over the cord by accident, whatever it is, and it caused some sort of shorted connection, guess what? We're going to have to send it back to repair. And more than likely, it's probably going to cost more to replace it than just get a whole new one. That's the only thing I don't like about it. So the downside of it is that it's attached permanently. So that little mouse tail, I call it. I think what would make this better, and a whole lot better, yes, Siri is great. It answers a lot of my questions and can do the recipes. I can answer different questions. I can check all various services I mentioned, like mail and text messages. However, I think they could do so much with it if they offer a HomePod app store. So essentially apps that you can download to include it. So wouldn't it be cool? I use something called a Bard service, and that would be pretty awesome if Bard was built into it. I think that's the whole purpose of the handoff, so you can eliminate a lot of those things. So you can use the apps that you want on your phone. You could just do a handoff and be able to listen to things. However, I think they could do so much more, because those apps would be specifically for the HomePod, not for the iPhone. So imagine so many games that they have that can be audible only. I think if you appeal the mainstream of its own apps and using audio only, which is only going to be beneficial and a major plus for us, because they're dealing with the same app that we would have. So it wouldn't be like something's not accessible for us or anything, because it's designed all by audio. So I think having games and things like that would be designed for the mainstream would only encourage the HomePod Mini to be even a more powerful device. If that would occur, I would highly recommend a HomePod Mini. Any day, I would say, oh my gosh, it includes all the skills or HomePod apps. That would be marvelous. And of course, the HomeKit, there's limitations to that. Now, I am a proud owner of many different smart devices, but unfortunately, none of those are Apple HomeKit appliance. So that kind of, there's not very many HomeKit availability for Apple. And if so, the prices are generally a little higher than for some other options I have out there. However, that is to be changed. They are going to go in more of a universal plug-and-play services. So essentially, sometime in the future, when you buy a video doorbell, it will work across different ecosystems and platforms. So when that happens, that is going to be a major plus for all of us. As I mentioned before, for being a tiny guy, you've got to remember this. This is a pretty small little device, a little slighter than a softball. She is really loud, and she does amazing sounds, but you're going to be missing that bass. So it's not designed to be that thumping bass. You're not going to be feeling that bass, and rightfully so. I mean, for the size it is, as I mentioned, you're not going to get any complaint from the neighbors, I don't think, with this device. However, it's going to be plenty loud enough in small environments. So if you want something more powerful, definitely look into the HomePod. This is not going to be ideal for large rooms like a family room or a kitchen. This is going to be a great little thing to put on your nightstand or something that you can place right next to you in a family room and such. So just keep that in mind. But overall, as a total experience, I love it. And for the price that it has, I think it's well worth every penny of it, especially with all being in the ecosystem, as I mentioned before. Well, that's going to do for this podcast. There will be more to come that will go into specifics of the different various things you can do with your HomePod Mini. My name is Thomas Dunville. I'm also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This Apple Viz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple U. AppleViz.com.